Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Hello, Chief. Episode 86.
Now it's time to turn on the Wacky Week Wandering Microphone.
And this week we are firing up the Wandering Microphone and checking in with former KLSY program director, midday host, and baby man, Barry McKay.
Baby man!
How are you, Barry?
Tim Hunter, I'm doing fantastic. It's so great to talk to you and hear your voice.
Well, back at you. It seems like just yesterday, but what are we talking? It's over a decade, wasn't it?
Oh, my golly. I hate to think back, because it does seem exactly like yesterday. And then I remember that, unfortunately, we were together when 9/11 happened. I realized how long ago it was.
You know, the other thing, I mean, somebody is interrogating me and ties my hands up and says, tell me a Barry McKay story. I have to go to the earthquake, because we had an earthquake, and Barry was not very experienced in the land of earthquakes, so it shook the building, walls moved side to side. We orderly, filed out. You went straight down the stairs, got in your car, and drove home.
Yes, I did. Well, first of all, hopefully that is my one and only earthquake that I have to experience. And yes, it was my first one, and I was right next to your office.
Uh-huh.
There's always something going in there, and I felt the floor, and we were five stories up, and I felt the floor vibrate. And I thought, what is this guy doing over there, jumping around or something? And then it hit, and I just kind of remember the person that was on the air at KLSY at the time. What was her name?
Dana Dearden, yeah.
She was just going under the control board for protection, and I remember catching that out of the corner of my eye, never thinking that, wait, I'm the manager. I should probably... But hey, I was married, I had kids. I'm like, I got to get home and figure this out. I got down to the parking garage, and guess what I forgot? My car keys.
Oh, my God. Are you still driving a Mustang?
Yeah, well, I sold the other Mustang that I have, but I now have another Mustang.
Wow.
I know. It's exciting.
So going back to those days, what are the stories that jump out at you? Yeah, it's been a while, but then, I mean, if you think of just the headline stories of KLSY, what comes to mind?
Well, I think that, of course, the 9/11 morning when you or Bruce called me and said, hey, we have a situation where a plane hit one of the Twin Towers. And I thought, oh, a little, prop plane, probably some kind of crazy accident, and then turned on the television. That I'll never forget. I'll never forget Bruce doing the prayer and missing it and forgetting the words. But I do remember one of my favorite things is when we did NSYNC for NSYNC tickets. And that was back when you could put, radio contestants at risk, if you will. We had people sit in kitchen sinks. Whoever could sit in the longest would win. I think we had front row tickets to see NSYNC. And this is back when NSYNC was the band.
Good times.
Then I remember Alice, God rest her soul, when we made her a large sandwich that had something to do with a lot of coleslaw.
Hideous consequences.
Yeah, exactly. For Battle of the Sexes, and she had to pay up.
We did so many of those. I mean, we got shaved, we got painted, we got dressed up like a Christmas tree. You were on the air for a while, and you were Baby Man. Was that a once-a-week bit? I'm trying to remember now.
I did it on Thursdays, because that was the day to do things, to launch it on Thursday. So we did it on Thursdays, I believe.
And the whole premise was somebody would call up and you would tell them the gender of their child.
Yes, I just needed to know the month of conception and how old the mom would be when the baby was born. And I was 100% accurate on the radio.
Notice the phrase.
What?
100% accurate. On the radio. If I'm not accurate, you'll never hear about it. That was funny. That was a great bit.
That's it. And now, of course, with social media and everything, they already know the answer before I can give it somehow.
No kidding. Yeah, radio's done a little bit of changing, but, for all the most of the cast and crew from those days aren't really in radio anymore, but you're still doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right thing or the wrong thing, but it's really the only thing I know how to do well. And that's on the radio and program radio.
And where are you these days?
I'm out here in Virginia Beach, the Norfolk, Virginia market. We're in a unique town. We have the largest military installation in the world.
Oh, wow.
And so there's definitely a lot of can be noisy, but I feel safe.
Well, that's good. What kind of things are you doing these days? You are the program director, and you're on air as well?
Correct. I'm actually on the air on four stations now here, and then in Greenville and Rochester, New York, Greenville, South Carolina, Rochester, New York, and then two stations in this market. So it's a full day of being on the air, but again, I love it. It's what I do, as they say.
And that's where it's gone, is you're not just on one station anymore. You're tracking out and you're showing up all over the place.
That's right. And you know, with you know, obviously connectivity, you know, I know exactly what's going on in Rochester. I know exactly what's going on in Greenville. And I'm not really sure what's happening here in my market. But no, you can pull up the local newspaper, the weather, you know, right up to the hour that you're on, the current conditions. You know, away you go.
So what are the plans? Just keep doing radio till you drop, or buy a chain of stations, or what you're thinking?
No, you know, I think, my daughters are out of the house, and so it's just me and Jill. So the pressure is off, if you will, of like, oh, we got to put food on the table, per se. So I'm really kind of looking forward to riding this out as long as I can.
Cool.
And then if not, I will just sell furniture or cars.
But you're pretty much staying where you are. You're staying put back east?
That's the plan, and you know what they say. So that would be my first one, too, is just to be able to be here with my girls and their families and, you know, ride it out. But, you know, I heard a great statement, you know, it's not retire, it's refire. So I hit, like, 65. When that day comes, I'm going to refire and figure out something else and do something else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of riding, I'm heading into the 60s now, and I want to do what I'm doing while I can. But fortunately, I've ended up in a spot where I'm able to kind of do it as I want to. I get to 5 o'clock, I say I'm done, or I can continue to work, whatever. But I get to choose, and it's, I guess, you know, it doesn't pay as well as previous jobs, but it's what I love doing, so...
Right, and you are doing a lot. I mean, you're doing everything from voiceover, video.
You name it, yes. And selling furniture.
right. Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Well, Barry, I really appreciate the time. I know you've got probably to cut tracks for five other stations right now, but
yeah.
It's great to hear your voice. People can find you online on Facebook or on the station website.
Yeah.
Or
all of that, yep.
Before I let you go, too, Thanksgiving coming up this week, what are your Thanksgiving traditions?
Well, you know, me and my wife and I, neither of us like turkey, so we always end up having, like, a very good baked ham as the centerpiece, and we always have the turkey, but we like the baked ham better.
Huh.
My son-in-laws are big Redskins fans, and I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so that, of course, is going to be, you know, a big rivalry this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
To watch.
Yeah, your Cowboys just might do something this year. We're going to do our best to prevent it, but...
I know you guys. You're working hard for that.
Yep.
I don't know why you got to hate. I don't know why.
It's what we do.
My first NFL football game was to see the Seahawks play back when we were working in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, this would be a great family outing, you know? And so I got the tickets and went to the game, realizing how vocal some people are.
Oh, yeah.
When they scream at the field and the coaches and the players. So anyway, that was my first experience.
Yeah.
Take your kids to a football game.
Wow. And now you can't even afford it. I mean, seriously, I've had a friend that was selling her tickets and they're $250 each. And that'll get you up in the nosebleed sections.
I guess it's what they say, the market at work.
I've got my big screen TV at home, so I don't care. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and really great to talk to you again, Barry.
Great to hear your voice, Tim Hunter.
Barry McKay, one of the things I was thankful for in my radio days. He was always a big fan, big supporter of the morning show. Gosh, it does seem so long ago. Anyway, that's going to do it this week, Waxsters. I appreciate you stopping by. My name is Tim Hunter. I hope to see you around these parts of the internet next week. But until then, can you do me this one simple favor and laugh a little, would you? Happy Thanksgiving.